Hello, hello, lovely listeners. So today we're going to talk about time accessibility, and you're going to want to stay on because I have a very exciting announcement coming up on this podcast. It is time sensitive. It happens once a year. You are not going to want to miss it. So we're talking about time accessibility, and in particular, what I want all of you to think about is what is not even accessible for you because of time. How are we making decisions or creating norms around hobbies, patterns, experiences, meetings, opportunities at work, opportunities outside of work that are removing them as an option to us? One of the examples that I first thought of when I thought about this topic was. I have a friend who works in law and gave her 20s to working long hours and doing all the things. And when she had a kid, she made it clear she wasn't available for meeting clients in the evenings. And she was told that if she wanted to reach that final partner level, she had to be available in the evenings to meet partners. And so what that meant was like this opportunity that she'd been working for or towards for a decade was no longer accessible to her because of her time constraints. I also think about it in terms of, you guys have heard me speak about this on the podcast before, in terms of fitness and health and yoga, and this idea that, if you want the benefits of yoga, what you have to do is go for an hour class in an external studio. You have to travel there, which might take, anything from 5 to 30 to an minutes to an hour. And that's how you get the benefits, which means that we do not do the yoga. And as you guys know, I've shared about this. I do yoga at home in 10 minutes in my bedroom. I'll be honest, I've not done it with the same consistency that I was doing it pre-pregnancy, but I have just been getting back into it this week and it's really fun and I love it. So that was a complete side note. But what are you not making accessible to you because of the rules that you have inherited, the norms that you've internalized around time and things taking time and more time being what's necessary? I even think about it with like communicating with friends, where it's like, oh, I've not spoken to this person for so long. I cannot call them because we've got so much to catch up on. So another 6 months is going to go before I even connect with them, versus having like a 10-minute, hey, just a quick catch up, how are you? Or even a little message exchange or whatever it might be, and removing the constraints and the rules and the norms that we have. So obviously, as you guys know, a big, as you guys, I'm actually assuming you know, but I'm just going to tell you, one of our values at Time Hackers is around making things more accessible. And of course, within that factor is time accessibility. It's why our one-to-one coaching sessions are 20 minutes long. It's why our entire Time Hackers program is on demand. It's why we offer written coaching between calls. It's why we partner with organizations and we don't require a big time upfront investment from their people or their teams. It's why I create this podcast. It's been fun to connect recently with people who are new to discover this podcast and share about how I was creating 10-minute episodes and being told by the experts, however many years ago, not to do so, but knowing that that's what I wanted, that was what was accessible to me. And some of the people that I'd followed, when I clicked on their podcast and it said an hour and a half, it was an immediate no. Like, no, thank you, no. So everything that we do, everything that we decide is through a lens of time accessibility, and making things accessible based off of the realistic truth that each of us have different roles, different responsibilities, different constraints on our time, different pulls on our time, different things that we want to give time to, and different things that we can give time to. And also, by the way, that can ebb and flow within the same year. And so I just really wanted to invite you to think about, where are you removing yourself from being available to things because of the expectations you have around how much time you should be able to give to something in order to produce results? And where are you in your work or in your team removing things from other people and not making them accessible and not considering the fact that they might not have the same time accessibility that you have? And that just means the same freedom, the same openness, literally the same number of hours available, open and accounted for in a day. So really just thinking about how can we, and for you? How can I make things more time accessible for myself and for the people in my life, whether that's my family, my friends, the teams that I'm working in, my colleagues, my peers, my clients, whatever it might be. This, if you let it, will revolutionize what you are able to experience, enjoy, create, and achieve when we drop the notion that being available in the evenings, being available first thing, being available at weekends, when we drop the notion that for a meeting to be productive, I was working with one of our B2B clients, and the norm that we just set meetings for an hour. I was like, why not just set meetings for 20 minutes? Why, what if that was the norm? Would things still get done? How many meetings could be done in 20 minutes? How would you show up to that meeting if it was 20 minutes versus an hour? How engaged would you be? How focused would you be? How clear would you be on what you wanted to get across? What would be required of your brain ahead of time to make sure the most important things are spoken about? And what doesn't get spoken about that doesn't need to be spoken about? So, really, just understanding that more time, this idea that an hour is magical, and that's what creates a powerful meeting or, an excellent workout session or whatever it might be, just allowing for flexibility there. Now, I did promise a special announcement, and this is around accessibility and making things more financially accessible, which is one time a year, we offer a partial scholarship for time hackers. I actually shouldn't promise that we'll do it again, but we have done it last year, we've done it this year, and it's something I would love to continue to create, but it's definitely something we are offering right now. Time hackers partial scholarship is open, and that means you can apply to get a partial scholarship, and this is open to anyone who feels like the reason they are not able to join Time Hackers and get that lifetime access to our modules, our trainings, and transform their relationship with time and feel spacious and stop feeling anxious about time and stressed and behind and start achieving more faster and stop feeling like things are taking so much longer than they need to and stop feeling like they're failing around their calendars and they're failing around what they're not getting done and they're wasting their time or they're too busy or whatever it might be for you around time. This is an opportunity for you to let us give you a partial scholarship and you can join the program. And the investment is, it's a two-thirds scholarship, so that's the total investment is £1,000, or there is a payment plan where you can pay £100 a month for 10 months. So that's open right now, and I wanted you guys to know about it because my email list found out about it yesterday. It's only live for this week, so it comes and goes. So if you are listening to this later in a later episode, the scholarship will be closed. If you are thinking maybe, maybe not, I do encourage you to think about like what you want to create through this program, what's possible for you through this program, and why you are hearing this exact announcement right now. It's for you. You are worthy of this. And I just really want to encourage you to get the support. We had people when we first did it last year who said they initially didn't almost apply because they'd come from successful careers or they'd come from their business had been previously successful and now it was less so, or different ways they were discounting themselves based off of like their age or their geography or whatever it might be. And I just want to let you know to not discount yourself. And if you heard that and there was a tiny part of you that got excited, the link to apply is in the show notes. I really encourage you to take this opportunity. It will not be here a week from now. It will be closed. So please, please say yes to your desire to become a time hacker. If this is what makes it accessible to you, if this is what makes it available to you, if this is what makes it a yes for you, if you get to change your life from today and evolve your relationship with time, then please jump on that opportunity and do not discredit yourself and do not discount yourself for any reason. I am celebrating those of you that I know are jumping in right now and completing your application. I'm celebrating those of you that I know will be new joining the community within the next week, transforming your lives. And I'm celebrating you for all that you create through that. So if you have been eyeing up Time Hackers and you know you want to be part of a loving, generous, forward thinking change maker community where you can drastically evolve your relationship with time and feel ahead and feel calm and feel present and feel focused, then now is literally your time. And we're so honored to be able to make this program more accessible financially for you. And yes, when you join, you will also still get 3 one-to-one coaching sessions with our time hacker coaches. You'll get the entire portal, all the videos on demand, bite size, teaching you exactly how to hack time to achieve more, as well as the bonus Q&A calls with the most common questions on all the material, the workbook with the exact questions to answer to create successful weeks, to create motivation, to create inspiration, to create focus, all of that juicy good stuff. And then weekly live coaching and the community. I mean, it's everything that you could need. You don't even need to use it all to produce results. Sometimes you have people literally just use the workbook and be like, yep, that was all I needed. And sometimes you have people use it all. I mean, I'm an all user and repeat user. I love listening to the same thing over and over again. But you get to use it how you want to, and there's no rush because we're not taking access away from you 3 months later. So jump in, get your application in, send it to a friend you love. They could probably do it too. You can do it together. And I'm celebrating those of you that have said yes to getting the support that makes it available for you to hack time this week. All right, that's it from me. Bye.
Hey, if you want to get 5 hours a week back minimum for life, then I want to invite you to join Time Hackers. It's this podcast on speed where you'll get access to time hacking tools not shared on the podcast. You'll get access to my proven process for hacking your time to get 5 hours back every week at least. It's also my favorite place to hang out and will be yours too as you connect with other time hackers, where you'll get celebrated, supported, and coached, of course. You are a time hacker. This is where you belong. Head to VickiLouise.com/group. I can't wait to see you there.